This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Farm workers want better overtime pay. The Polis administration is working on guaranteed overtime after working 60 hours in 1 week. Adolfo Hernandez is a Weld County farm worker who points out that most industries require just 40 hours for overtime to kick in.
I would like to see the agricultural worker receive the salary that they deserve, the salary that is owed to them, so that they can provide, you know, food for their family, they can pay their rent, they can pay their bills.
Farm workers and their allies rallied at the state capitol on Tuesday. A bill to add the site of a Japanese internment camp in southern Colorado to the national park system gets a hearing in a Senate subcommittee today. The House has already approved the effort to make Camp Amachi a national historic site. This hearing marks a step toward potentially getting a vote by the full Senate. The bill has bipartisan support from Colorado's congressional delegation. The Denver Film Festival has announced its lineup. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
Over 200 titles are coming to Denver as part of the 44th edition of the city's namesake film festival. The festivities kick off on November 3rd with the opening night movie Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart. The festival will run through November 14th and feature movies from local filmmakers in Colorado, as well as directors in Hollywood, the American independent scene, and abroad. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado Public Radio is a sponsor of the Denver Film Festival. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs has some clouds today at 63 degrees at the moment, a high of 78 later this afternoon. Meanwhile, Denver is at 63 degrees. The high today will be 80, and there's a slight chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon.